thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, The Word for Today.
From 1 Corinthians 15:17, if Christ is not risen, your faith is futile, you are still in your sins. In 2013, Fox News reported that an exercise in a university course textbook involved instructing students to write the name of Jesus on a sheet of paper, put the paper on the floor and stomp on it. In one Florida university class, all the students participated except one. Out of love and loyalty to Jesus, he wouldn't do it. This leads us to ask the following question. Why would anyone, even an atheist, agree to do such a thing? Answer, because sometimes we fight what we fear. It's called living in denial. Think about it. Hatred and resentment normally end at the grave because the person is dead and no longer has any power over us. So why then do some people still hate Jesus? Fear. Deep down, they fear he's alive and that his influence in the world is growing, and his influence will continue to grow. Isaiah 11:9 says, "The earth shall be full of the knowledge of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." The historical truth of Christ's resurrection is beyond dispute to any honest, open mind. But the greatest proof of his resurrection can be seen in radically transformed lives. Paul writes, "You have been made right with God. The Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living in you." Songwriter Alfred Ackley put it this way, "You ask me how I know he lives? He lives within my heart." From Vision's Word for Today, the battle over the resurrection.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au. Just another way Vision connects faith to your life.